As read in your hearing from John the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 44, 41. But I'd also like to add the letter Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. You'll find these words under the Common English Bible. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So live your life as children of light. Light produces fruit that consists of every sort of goodness, justice, and truth. Therefore, test everything to see what's pleasing to the Lord. And don't participate in the unfruitful actions of darkness. Instead, you should reveal the truth about them. It's embarrassing to even talk about what certain people do in secret. But everything exposed to the light is revealed by the light. Everything that is revealed by the light is light. Therefore, I say, wake up, sleeper. Get up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Amen. If you will, pray with me and pray for me. Allow us to meditate this morning on the topic, on the theme. I was blind, but now I see. Let us pray. Father, again, I stand before you, an empty pitcher before you, O Lord, a full fountain. Again, asking, Father, that you would fill this pitcher. Again, Father, asking that this pitcher would overflow. Allowing your message, I was blind, but now I see, to find its way out into those you've given an ear to hear you. Allowing this message to find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive it. Father, allowing it to overflow and find its way out to those whom you've given a will, a desire to do. So again, Father, I ask now at this time that these lips you would touch and this voice you would allow to be yours. Use it so that only you are heard and not myself. This body to hide it so that only you are seen and not me. Again, Father, we ask that you would move in the only way you can. As you've showed up this morning, now is the time to show out in likeness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't start out asking the question. So I'd like to ask this question this morning. What does it really mean to see? Anybody? What does it really mean to see? And I ask this question because sometimes people can have perfect vision, 20/20 even, and still not see, not really. My name is 20/20, so I'm all right. Stop it. They can read words on a page, recognize faces in the crowd, and still remain blind to the works of God happening right in front of them. Truth, right? Our scripture today tells us the story of a man who was born blind. The disciples looked at him and immediately began asking questions. Y'all heard it said, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And I had to stop and ask myself, how could he have sinned before he was born? Jesus gave the answer that changed the way we should begin looking at, that we should look at suffering. John 9:3, Jesus says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. In other words, sometimes what we go through is not punishment. Is preparation for God's work, God's glory to be revealed. Jesus then does something extraordinary. For some of us, it might be yucky. He spits on the ground. He makes a mud pie. He places it on the man's eyes, and then he tells the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man goes, he washes, and he comes back sin. I know for most of y'all couldn't get past the point that he spit in the ground. Hygiene, right? Made a mud with it, and then woman's face. It's just something about it. But church, the miracle is only the beginning of the story. The questioning, who sinned? This man or his parents? Mud being placed on his face. He's having to go washed in the pool of scent. He comes back singing. After the man received his sight, the man is questioned three different times about how he was healed. Y'all saw that, right? The first time, the neighbors questioned him. Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some would say, this looks like him. Others would say, no, that's not him, but this man says, I am the man. Can you imagine? The very people who saw you every day, day in and day out, they're unsure of you when your life changes. And again, the man simply says, I am he. I was blind, but now I see. Have you all had that experience when you had a change in your life and your friends begin to question, are you the same person? You don't act like you used to act. What's different about you?
Amen.
Sometimes when God changes us, the people we knew, the people that knew us before the struggles, struggle to recognize who we become. The second time the man was questioned was when he went before the Pharisees. They bring him in because Jesus had healed him on the Sabbath. Y'all understand? Instead of them celebrating the miracle that had taken place, they focused on the rules. They asked the man, how have you received your sight? The man answered, right? He gave an honest answer. He said, a man spit in the mud, made a paste and rubbed it on my eyes. He told me to go wash. I washed and I can see. But our religious leaders were so focused on defending their tradition that they missed the miracle that was standing right in front of them. What do we call that? Spiritual blindness. The third time the man, that there was a question about this man was when the Pharisees called his parents before him. They asked him, is this your son? Was he really born blind? His parents confirmed he was born blind, but they refused to say more because if you listen to what Will said, they were afraid of being put out of the synagogue. Afraid of speaking the truth for being kicked out of the church. We know anybody like that? Do we know anybody that's going through some things right now because of speaking the truth or living a life the way that they feel is right? We'll leave that for another discussion. Once again, the man had to answer for himself to a certain extent. Because the parents said that he's old enough. He can answer for himself. Isn't that what the word says? But this time the man had to speak more boldly. He says, the one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Church, sometimes the greatest testimonies that we have are the simplest ones. You may not know every theological answer, but you know what the Lord has done in your life.
Amen.
That's your testimony. And no one can take that from you.
Amen.
The Pharisees became angry when the man's testimony, and they tried to throw him out, or actually they threw him out of the synagogue. But did y'all see what happened next? Did y'all witness what transpired next from the text? It says that Jesus sought him out. The same Jesus that healed the man now finds him again and asks the question, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man said, "Yeah, who is he that I may believe?" Jesus tells him, "You have now seen him." And the man responds with faith, "Lord, I believe." The man first received physical sight. I need you all to get this. His eyes were physically opened with his first encounter with Jesus. But his second encounter, he received that spiritual sight. And at this point, Ephesians begins to speak to me. "For you were once darkness, but now you're the light of the Lord." He says, "Live as children of light." Paul reminds us that there was times when we were spiritually blind. He may be talking to some of us now, right? We're blind to grace. We're blind to truth. We're blind to God's presence. But my brothers and sisters, I need you all to realize that when Christ enters our lives, a light turns on.
Amen.
It's not one of them thinking lights where you get it. It's a true light that turns on inside of you that others can see. And when the light turns on inside of us, things change. Paul continues to tell us, "Wake up, sleepers, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." And that's exactly what happened to the blind man. He woke up to the light of Christ. So church, if we're honest, have you been able to find yourself in the story? Because whether you know it or not, we are somewhere in there. And we're not Jesus, so you can take that one off the table. But you can be anybody else. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we are the blind man. We're waiting on God to open our eyes. Amen. Sometimes we're like the neighbors. We're confused by the transformation we see in others. At other times, we're like the parents, afraid to speak boldly because of what others might say.
Amen.
And sometimes, if we're not careful, we can even become like the Pharisees. Convinced, we see clearly while we remain spiritually blind. I like to call that judge, jury, and executioner. Jesus closes the chapter with a powerful word. And you'll find this in the last two verses of John, the 9th chapter. The Pharisees ask him, "Surely we're not blind, are we?" And Jesus responds with these words, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains with you." The real danger is not blindness, my brothers and sisters. The real danger is thinking that we see when we do not. Spiritual humility allows Christ to open our eyes. So church, the message of these scriptures is clear. Christ is still opening eyes today. Eyes that have been blinded by pride, blinded by fear, blinded by tradition, anger, or hurt. Y'all heard it. Hurt people. Right? And when Jesus opens our eyes, our testimony becomes the same as the man long ago. "I was blind, but now I see." And when we see Paul telling us in Ephesians that we must live as light, as children of light, reflecting God's goodness, righteousness, and truth in everything we do. So today, may God open our eyes, that we may see his grace, that we may see his truth, that we may see his work in our lives and in the lives of others. And when people ask us what happened to us, we may all stand up and boldly say, one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.